Larry Weber this morning reporting once again from an undisclosed location, or he has just recently been to visit an undisclosed location. Larry keeps a lot of information close to the vest, but he shares a lot with us Fridays on Backyard Almanac. Hey, good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, this is the 5th of July, and the last time I spoke to you, it was still in the wonderful month of June. June has come to an end with a couple of hot days, and last Sunday, that was just a marvelous amount of thunderstorms and rain that we got. At my house here, we had 1.7 inches of rain, and so we ended the month with two interesting statistics. Number one, we were a bit above normal thanks to the heat of the last couple days, and even though we got a good rain on the last day, we still finished statistically a little lower than normal. Certainly nothing to be alarmed at, but a little lower than normal. July is when we get the hottest temperatures of the whole year. We don't flirt with 100 degrees very often in the Twin Ports, but if it happens, it happens in this month. 90 degrees hasn't been reached yet this year, but I wouldn't be surprised that it happened. The normal high, you had all the mention of temperatures in the next couple of days, but the normal high right now is about 75, so we've certainly been above normal lately. Other things of note that happened in July, it's kind of slow at first, but it is happening, and that is the days are getting shorter. Sunsets are starting to get a little bit earlier. Sunrises have been getting later. We are about close to 10 minutes shorter daylight than we had during the solstice 2 weeks ago, and that will pick up a pace as we go through July. July is also a wonderful time to do some celebrations, okay? The celebration of July 4th, okay, everybody thinks of Independence Day, but there's another thing we celebrate on the 4th of July, and that is aphelion. Aphelion is the time in which our planet is farthest away from the sun as we go around our orbit. Yes, farthest away. And opposed to perihelion, which is early January when we are closest to the sun. So yesterday was aphelion, and we are doing continuous around the sun. We will continue that trip, I hope, for the rest of the year and into many more months into the future. We are also in the crescent phase of the moon, the waxing crescent, shortly after the new moon, and the full moon won't happen until about the 16th of July. Bird songs always slow down a great deal as we get in July. I find the first week we still will hear a lot of singers, but as you go into the second week, it slows down a great deal. By the time we get to the later part of the month, there's only a few persistent birds that continue to sing. The reason for this, of course, is their family has been raised. They do not need to defend the territory anymore. July is a month of fledglings, and often these fledglings might be seen right out in your yard. The new baby robins and so forth are growing up. They're getting the feathers. They're not quite looking like adults yet, but they are out there often with the adults. But it's a good time to see all this happening. Interesting thing of note this morning on my walk, I heard a song of a red-winged blackbird. Now, that's not unusual. Matter of fact, it's a daily thing that started to happen way back at the end of March, and it's still out there singing every single day, even though I'm sure by now the family has been raised. Other things of note, we are into the summer frogs. The summer frogs are the mink frog and the green frog, and I heard lots of green frogs this morning. I heard just one mink frog, but they are out there calling at their different locations as well. The tadpoles continue to grow. Before the month is over, we'll have the emergence of the spring frogs that have already reproduced. Turtles coming up on land. I didn't see one today or yesterday, but I have seen them just a couple days ago. This is the butterfly month. There's probably no better month to have a variety of butterflies than now. And even though I was walking this morning, and we tend to think of butterflies later in the day, all kinds. Same way with dragonflies. It's also the month where we get a visit from our friends, the deer flies. The moths show up in good numbers. Bees, wasps, hornets. Great month for insects. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of insects. There's going to be some critters that feed on the insects. It's a great month for spiders as well. During my walk this morning, I found a number of webs. I also found that if you look into the flowers at this time of the summer, you will the spiders that stay among the flowers. And speaking of flowers, there is a lot of wild rose and blackberry in bloom along the roadsides. I was up on the North Shore the last few days, and I noticed just a tremendous amount of lupines still blooming along the shore there. Now, you get that close to the lake, the season is a little slower to advance, and so even though a lot of inland lupine might have passed its peak, it was certainly in great bloom there. There's a lot of other the field wildflowers still doing excellent out there, including things like daisy and hawkweeds and vetches and clovers, and sweet clovers have started to bloom as well. Yarrow, goat's beard, all those in bloom. And then when we get into July, there's a few others that I start to look for. To me, July is owned by fireweed and milkweed. Oh, they're just great. They're purple flowers. They grow along the sides of the road. They're both native. And yes, when they start going, they really get our attention. They're both tall plants. Well, yesterday I took a walk around here, and I saw the fireweed patch that I often visit, and no, it was not in bloom. Went out this morning, and yes, it started to bloom. So we're going to see a lot of that. Fireweed changes a great deal every day. If you have a place where you know some fireweed grows, go back and take a look every day, and you'll see some changes. And, of course, early July is a good time to see our state flower, the showy lady slipper. I have a place that I go to near here to look for it. It was not in bloom the last time I checked, which was last Sunday. And I went back today, and sure enough, yes, it was in bloom. A fabulous flower. You can see why it was chosen as our state flower. Other things of note, the yellow pond lilies, white water lilies are out in the water, irises along the edge. And then I went by a bog a couple of days ago, had a large number of pitcher plants in bloom. Pitcher plant is one of these plants that turns the situation around and feeds on insects. And, yeah, there were lots of them out there in bloom. And, yes, we've begun the berry season. 2 days ago, I came across the first ripe wild strawberry. And, of course, I didn't just look at it. I did more than that. But that begins the berry season. There's going to be a lot more. Fly honeysuckle are quick to have their red berries. So are elderberry. I saw an elderberry bush this morning. It had berries almost ripe. Pin cherry are quick to ripe. Dewberry are quick to ripe. Juneberry, this is an interesting situation. I was down in the Twin Cities area last Saturday, and I was walking along a sidewalk, and there was a juneberry tree there that had plenty of ripe berries on it. So, yes, that's moving this way. In July, we see a lot more berries. We also see the beginning of mushrooms, and we see an abundance of ferns out in the woods. It gets hot. It can get buggy later in the day, but if you get a chance in the morning to get out and take a walk, July is a fabulous month for getting to see something different every day. So take care and enjoy the aphelion. Take care. Bye.
Thank you very much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. Why not kind of shoot off fireworks to celebrate aphelion? Get like hot dogs or anything? Just, yeah. Larry Weber brings us reasons to celebrate every single Friday at 8:20 right here on Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Northland Morning.